Now for some news items, and we'll start with a water-themed exhibition at the Forum. Elsewhere around the county, we have plans for upgrading the A47. Will it ever happen? And also a project in the Broads to research the disappearance from our woods of the cuckoo.
It covers 70% of the earth, it supports all forms of life, and our bodies are mostly made up of it. And now a week-long festival at the Forum in Norwich is called H2OMG, and it's throwing a spotlight on water, its importance and how we can manage it best for the future. A 4.5 metre high tap looms over the building's main entrance, beckoning visitors into the Anglian Water event. Inside, there are games, including one called Beat the Bog, where you can throw small bean bags into toilets, knocking down the seats to reveal fascinating facts about water use. Nick Shelton, an Anglian Water spokesman, said the festival was a means of consulting the public. Mr. Shelton said many people do not even realise that Norwich's water comes out of the River Wensum before it was cleaned up for use at the Heim Water Treatment Works. Other games at the festival include a spinning wheel, where visitors can learn about different ways of preserving our water for future generations. And Mr. Shelton said Norfolk was the driest county in the driest part of the country, and water would only become more important in the future as the region's population increased and we faced ever more extreme weather events due to climate change.
The plans for the long-awaited £300 million upgrade of the A47 were revealed recently, with preferred routes announced for the sections of the road to be dualled. Highways England, which has been consulting over the details of the project, also confirmed improvements for junctions and roundabouts, including the Thickthorn roundabout on the edge of Norwich. The two Norfolk sections earmarked for dualling are between North Tuddenham and Easton and between Blowfield and North Burlingham. People were invited to pick between a series of options and decisions have now been made. It means that between North Tuddenham and Easton, the A45 will be upgraded. For the Blowfield to North Burlingham dualling, the option picked will see a new stretch of dual carriageway built a little to the south of the existing A47. There was only one option for the Thickthorn roundabout, which Highways bosses say will alleviate congestion through a direct link from the A11 northbound to the A17 eastbound and from the A47 westbound to the A11 southbound. Work on the projects should begin as early as March 2020, with completion dates starting from 2021.
A project which has been tracking cuckoos by satellite has provided conservationists with valuable information on the migratory patterns of the birds. Broads Authority senior ecologist Andrea Kelly said the British Trust for Ornithology run project is going some way to answering questions why UK has lost over half its cuckoos in the past 20 years. The Broads Authority is one of many partners in the project, and since it became involved in 2013, several Broads cuckoos have been tracked. Sadly, many have perished on their journey to Africa. The cuckoos, usually male, are identified by Broad rangers. Miss Kelly then gets the necessary permission from the landowners and helps the trust and their volunteers to set up mist nets, call in the cuckoo by playing female cuckoo calls, catch the cuckoos, and attach satellite tracking devices. The technology has given us live feed of the birds on their migrations, she said. We've learnt vital information regarding the routes they take and some of the difficulties they face during migration.
Sports car manufacturer Group Lotus has hailed a milestone in the business after making a long-awaited return to profitability. A strong second half to the year and accelerating sales in mainland Europe and North America helps the company deliver on its much-heralded turnaround plan. It reported a measure of a company's underlying profitability, which represented an 18.2 million improvement on the previous year. It cut its full-year losses to 11.2 million in 2016-17, an improvement on the 11.2 loss the year before. In a statement, Lotus said second half pre-tax profits were £10 million up on the first half of the year, putting it on track to make a full year growth in 2017-18. The EDP Top 100 company said the results allowed it to look ahead following its acquisition by Chinese car giant Geely, announced in May. The Hethel carmaker had repeatedly forecast it would return to profitability over the past year as a three-year turnaround plan took effect.
Dozens of workers at Norwich's biggest Asda store face losing their jobs or seeing their hours cut as the supermarket giant looks to respond to shoppers' changing habits. The chain has begun a consultation with the shop store staff at the Drayton High Road branch in Helsdon, which is one of 18 stores identified as overstaffed relative to its sales performance. A spokesman said 359 staff will be involved in the consultation in Norwich, but the final number of staff severely affected, either through redundancy or reduced hours, is likely to be around 10% of that total based on previous similar restructures. The month-long consultation does not affect Asda's newer shop at Hall Road, though current Helston staff could be redeployed there. No store closures are being proposed. Asda said the changes to staff at their biggest stores were needed because of the different ways customers now shopped, but acknowledged that the changes would cut its costs.
Now for our second feature. Derek James writes a weekly feature called Norwich Through the Ages, and here he describes Norwich as a city in peril when there was the great disaster of the floods of 1912. Peter Walsh is your reader.